Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Monday. You got basketball hangover on this Monday?
Oh, boy.
A lot of March Madness going on. There's a lot of this. There it is. Monica, I find this theme to be very lame, don't you?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like old people breaking news.
I started dancing.
You did? Okay, you get excited for this.
I got real excited when I came on.
Because this is, you know, the CBS basketball theme, which sounds, it does, it sounds like, look at these senior citizens who are still active by walking the mall every morning.
I can see that.
Uh-huh.
I hear it. Yeah,
I definitely hear it too. But Antoine hears basketball.
Oh,
so
man.
He's very excited about all that.
Yes.
Has your bracket been busted?
Not busted. It's on life support, but it's not busted yet.
Okay.
I think mine is busted.
Yeah, yours.
Have you even checked it?
Well, I've heard.
Okay.
I've heard that mine is busted.
You've been told.
I've been told by people that are, you know, fans of basketball.
Yeah.
Jared included. He's like, why did you do to your bracket?
I don't know. Who cares?
And Antoine said, yeah, your bracket.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
much
like 90th.
Okay, so very bad. Yeah, because there's a K92 morning thing bracket showdown. You know, people join. Mm-hmm. It's too late now. You can't do anything about it now.
Nope.
Either you're in or you're not.
Can't change a bracket.
And word is, Monica's very close to the bottom.
Yep.
I have no idea. I filled one out. I put 20 seconds of my time into it and threw it in there. I have no idea where it is right now. I have not checked it.
You're somewhere in the middle. Last time I checked on Saturday.
Oh.
You're in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
Good for me. Shout out to UVA and Virginia Tech. They're both in the Sweet 16.
Woo!
Yes.
Virginia Tech, they defeated Jesus. I mean, how dare they?
Taking down Jesus.
Liberty. Only one could survive.
Only the second time in school history they won two games in a tournament.
Okay, look at that.
That's a little fun fact.
Something to be excited about, I guess. But they won, they're in, so that's good. Antoine, you went to Virginia Tech, right?
I did.
Okay, so yes. You have your hokey stuff on today.
Yes, because I'm also a Duke basketball fan.
I was going to out him for being a Duke fan.
You're trying to throw me under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to celebrate Virginia Tech today and cheer for Duke on Saturday or Friday whenever they play.
Okay.
So he's a poser. you got all your
hokey gear on right now.
We also have the comfort food bracket, which is going down. So we're doing the battle of the 8 greatest comfort foods. We're trying to find the ultimate comfort food. We have our final 4 now, Monica. It is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It is mac and cheese.
Right.
It is bacon. And it is french fries. Those are your final 4.
Ooh.
So now we start voting. See, this one you can still participate in. The other one, March Madness is over. It's all over but the crying. Whatever you did, you did. You can't change anything, whatever. This one, your vote is what decides.
Hmm.
So we have started the new round, the new battle. How does one even choose between pizza and mac and cheese?
Ooh.
How do you do that?
That's a tough one.
I think pizza still wins.
Okay, you think so?
But you can add macaroni and cheese to pizza.
Well, sure. Right. Of course you can.
Yeah, but pizza, you can do all kinds of
things. You could also
things.
Stick pizza in your mac and cheese if you really wanted to.
But pizza stands. I think it's going to win.
Okay.
So carry it.
So you can go vote. It's on our Morning Thang Facebook page. It's there right now. You can win a $50 Awful Arthur's gift card. We do on each round. So congratulations to Danielle Easley. She was the round 1 winner, so she got her $50.
Yep.
She's good to go. You can vote in this one. And then later this week, we will have the other matchup of the final 4, which is bacon versus french fry.
Ooh.
That's a goodie.
Right, because those are both. Basically, you can hold a french fry in one hand, bacon in the other. You only get to eat one. Which one
are
you
doing?
Eating? Yeah, exactly.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Her name is Anne Brokenbrow.
Anne Brokenbrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And she lives in a nursing home at the age of 104.
She's 104 years old.
104.
Uh-huh.
So she was born in 1915-ish. 1914,
yeah.
Something like that.
I know.
World War I is what we're talking about here.
104 years young. You go Anne.
Okay.
How about that living?
You go Anne to jail, apparently.
Yeah, because, she wanted to be arrested. It was on her bucket list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she had the cops show up at the nursing home, put her in handcuffs, lead her outside, and she was just elated. It made her day. bucket list item, to be a criminal. So, that's what she wanted to feel like. What does it feel like to be a criminal?
Okay.
She had never broken the law.
That's what she wanted. You know, actually, we are going to talk about random bucket list thing you want to do, because I have something stupid that I feel like doing lately, and I don't know why. So if you have a random bucket list item, we've done this in the past.
Are you like Anne? Maybe you want to know what it feels like to be a criminal. Don't.
I do not. That's actually that's not on my list. And you know what? Whatever, because they nice arrested her. It's not
they
like
did.
It's even real.
No, but she wanted to be in handcuffs. She wanted the police to show up. She wanted to have that attention on her. So,
but they didn't hit her with a nightstick or anything.
No.
Throw her in jail.
I don't think the nightstick part is has to happen when you get arrested.
No.
Though.
Well, no.
I think that's a, you know.
Did you want her pepper spray too?
Yes. I want something. I want her to be treated roughly in some way.
Anna's getting tased.
See, it's real easy to say, oh, I'm getting arrested, when you know it's make pretend, and then you're going to be sitting back in your chair watching the Andy Griffith Show in no time flat.
Yeah.
You're good to go. I mean, she got to commit a real crime here. Let's make it happen.
You got to break the law.
I know.
When you said she was in a nursing home, I was trying to figure out, I was trying to guess, what could she have been arrested for in a nursing home? Like, did she steal somebody else's drugs?
Uh-huh, their medicine.
Cheating, bingo. Mm-hmm. Like, what could she have been arrested for?
I was thinking an argument related to bingo, and she threw something at another person, and it was going to be assault. Ooh. That's what it was going to be.
Or maybe she yelled at her nursing home boyfriend, and he had a heart attack and died. That could happen.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. Your brain always thinks scarily. It's just, I don't know. There's just something always scary in there.
And that could legitimately happen, too. Yeah. She's there.
Like, all right, yeah. I'm going to sit a little bit further away from you. 104 years old.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Like it.
Go commit a real crime, woman. Come back. If that's your bucket list item, you better do it right.
You keep on living, Anne.
Oh, that'd be great, too. She commits a real crime. They drag her into court and be like, look, you are sentenced to life in prison. 2 days. 2 days. That's it. Because that's all you got left.
Wow.
Oh.
Diamond of the day. But yes, if you have a random bucket list thing that you want to do, it's random. It's just weird. We've done this in the past. We had a woman, I think she was about 22 years old, just a young girl. And she wanted to be punched in the face.
I remember that.
She said, I really want to be punched in the face. Because
yeah,
she
was serious.
I want to know what it feels like. To get punched in the face.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that could easily happen any given weekend.
We should have had this 104-year-old punch her in the face. Like, then this all could have come together.
Wow.
K92, morning thang. Wow.
I'm just saying wow.
Monica, Zach, Antoine, and criminal old ladies.
And
104 years old. Just talking about how do you get arrested in a nursing home?
Yep.
Text 52353. Shout out to this person. His wife's grandma got in trouble because she choked a guy out in the nursing home with a phone cord.
Dang.
Because he was going to take her phone.
That's bad.
Wow.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. The only phone with a cord. Now,
I know,
too.
Really.
Yeah.
The last known cord. not the precious landline.
I'm going to take this landline to you.
Wrapped it around his throat.
Ah.
I've been watching old episodes of the TV show Seinfeld lately on Hulu.
Yeah.
And it just gets to me every time Jerry's phone rings and he's got this big, long phone cord.
Yep.
Hello?
That was Grandma.
What's the deal with phone cords?
Well, apparently that cord is strong.
That cord is strong, man.
One of my best friend's parents still has one in their kitchen.
Okay.
Their phone in the kitchen still has a phone cord where you can only go like 8 feet.
And does the phone work, or is this sort of a museum display?
It works.
Interesting.
Their phone works.
Yeah.
Wow. We have a huge comfort food battle going on right now. It's pizza versus mac and cheese. It's on our Facebook page. Every vote and every share gets you in the running for a $50 Awful Arthur's gift card. So vote that thing, share it, do both of them. Pizza is the early leader. It is the number one seed we're talking about here.
Yep.
But man, mac and cheese.
Right there.
I make the greatest mac and cheese ever.
Ooh.
I don't make the greatest pizza ever.
No, but pizza's when pizza is good, it's good.
Oh, yeah. I know.
When mac and cheese is special, there's nothing like it.
Transcendent, Antoine.
When it's special.
When it's grandma's mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
I mean, no one ever says, oh, I can't wait to have grandma's pizza at Thanksgiving.
Never.
No one.
No.
That is true.
Hmm.
This is a good matchup.
I know. I just changed my vote.
Ah,
I was going to vote pizza, but I think I'm going mac and cheese.
Okay.
I haven't decided on mine yet.
Mm.
So go ahead and vote pizza. In that. You can also text in your random bucket list items. If there's something you really want to do that's kind of bizarre, someone texts in, they want to get scared by Ellen.
Okay.
And they want to be kissed by a stranger.
Oh, that could happen.
That literally can happen at the post office today.
See, I think they say they want to be kissed by a stranger, and then if they do, they're going to be very mad, and they're going to call the police. And be like, you insulted me!
Like my lips!
You didn't even ask permission! You just kissed me right in the post office!
Well, but they have it on their bucket list, so maybe that's what they really want.
Maybe. So if you
Where are you when you're kissed by a stranger, though? Because if you're in a hospital, I don't want to be kissed by a stranger in the hospital.
Why would you be
kissed? You know, like, where are you at?
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why the hospital?
Why the hospital?
And when are you hanging out at the hospital?
I don't know.
What do you do with your weekends? This just seems, you got to do some better things, man.
She's in the gift shop
in the hospital.
Well, it's Friday night. Let me go over to the hospital.
They have a great cafeteria. They do. But anyway, but I don't know, but where are you?
I think maybe it's you're in a club and you sort of meet somebody and you kiss, but you're kind of a stranger. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. I was thinking spring break.
Okay.
Like, out on spring break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would make the most sense.
Or is, I don't know, just you're walking down the street. Or so if you see someone looking very needy at the post office today, they want you to, no, I'm not
oh,
even
no,
going to say
don't do
stop
that.
It.
No.
Stop it.
See?
Now, stop it.
Like, they told
don't
me on
put
the
that
radio.
In there.
Yeah, no.
Like Zach Jackson.
Don't
said
ever
it.
Listen to us.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Your neighbors are judging you.
All the time. Oh, no.
That's Monica. She's like, yes, I am all the time.
Exactly.
I'm judging you all the time.
But I think as neighbors, we all check one another, you know, our homes, their life. We're kind of scoping the joint
this
all the time.
This list kind of has a lot to do with just appearance things in general that your neighbors will judge you on. These are all things that really you deserve to be judged on for the most part. And actually, this is my challenge to both of you. You have to tell me one thing that about your house that your neighbors probably judge you on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's warranted, you know, that whole thing. Because I have a light in my backyard that I think...
In your backyard?
Yeah, I think it's driving my neighbors crazy. So I'll explain here in a second. Hmm. So these are the things that your neighbors are judging you for. And again, it's like your house is dirty.
Uh-huh.
You have mowed your yard.
Yeah, you gotta mow.
You got dead plants and flowers and mm-hmm. weeds and all mm-hmm. those things. Or your house is a weird color.
Okay.
That's one.
Yep.
Tacky mailbox. You have a tacky mailbox. This is one that I completely judge all the time. I drive by a house that has a no trespassing sign on it.
Yeah.
No trespassing.
What's thinking, going on there?
I mean, I wasn't planning on trespassing anyway. Like, that to me is a given in life.
How often do you have trespassers on that property?
I know.
That one seems like it should just be well enough stated and understood. Like, I don't need to wear a sign around my neck that says no murdering. I don't want to be murdered. And that should, I don't need that sign to remind you.
It's a default.
Exactly. Because I don't want to hear later, well, there wasn't a sign that said no murdering.
Right.
So I arrested you just in case.
Beware of dog is another one. And chain link fences as opposed to classy privacy fences.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are many things. Monica Brooks, your house, what is deservedly being judged?
We need to mow. It's that time of year.
You need to mow already?
Yeah, we need to mow. And our neighbor called. He's like, he called Jared yesterday. Like, hey. Y'all want me to mow for you?
Because
he's all about his lawn.
So
like,
it's
you think
that
Zach's
ugly.
About his lawn? No, it's not.
Yes,
but
it is.
Everyone's great. But here's the deal. It's like no one else is mowed, but he's on a mission to tackle every lawn to make it look good. You know, make it because he's ready for it.
Right. So his lawn looks good.
His lawn always looks great.
And then by association being next door to your trash, it's making his look bad. I understand.
He's going neighbor to neighbor. He's going to take care of it.
So
take
please,
care of
please let me mow. I'm sick of looking at this.
He
I
was
can't.
About to start on it. Yeah, just start up the lawn mower.
Antoine, your house.
The amount of bird poop on the back deck. Because there's a bird feeder, but the bird feeder there to try to get it away from like the deer and stuff.
Okay.
But there is so much, you would think that the back deck was painted with spots
Ooh.
On purpose.
Oh.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And then need to power wash it. I have to get to that.
And you just, you want the bird feeder because you want to look at the birds or something, I guess.
That's absolutely amazing. Okay. See like cardinals and things like that.
I guess, but then they're just using your whole house as a toilet.
It's just the back deck though. It's just the back deck and I could power wash it. It just hasn't been.
But you haven't power washed
I'm going to.
So no one wants to hang out on your
spring
gross...
just started.
Right.
So it just started. Yeah. Just started. This weekend started.
Now I know I get invited to cook out of Antoine's house. We got to hang out on duty deck over here. Oh no. And Monica, by the way, you're forgetting the point that everybody judges your house because there is no life in the front of it.
Oh, my gosh.
God,
yes,
Monica
there
needs
there
a
there is, actually, there is. It's like, what are you talking about? There is stuff there because I paid for it.
Oh, did you put
it? Is. Yes,
oh,
I did.
You put stuff there.
Yes, I did.
Okay, because Monica used to have, it was lifeless, Antoine. The
no
front
plants,
of her house
bushes.
Had no plants, no
new,
bushes,
it
no
It was a
nothing.
House that was practically new. It, like, no, there wasn't anything set up. Like, we walk in, it was like the walls were just white, everything. We had to paint. It was from scratch kind of thing. So we kind of welcomed
and
that.
And she left it at scratch for a while.
Yeah.
I have a light in my backyard that I know is probably driving a lot of my neighbors crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do about it. We call it the disco light. There's something wrong with it. This stupid light. So it's a motion light, and it never works when you walk by it, ever. Oh. I walk by it, it never goes on. But then randomly in the middle of the night, it'll just be on.
You have a ghost.
And it goes on and off in disco light style. It's like a strobe light. All of a sudden, if the wind starts blowing, it goes on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off.
Okay, then you are driving him crazy.
That's annoying.
I know.
They're trying to sleep, and they're like, what's going on?
There's probably a neighborhood text about Zach's house.
They hate my light. Yes. The disco light. And I know what to do. This light is so stupid. It doesn't have an on and off switch either. So it's just, I got to go up there and take the bulbs out, and it's sitting way up on top of the garage. It is a lot bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Enjoy the disco party.
Morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine Mack.
Put that in. What? Do
Antoine
that?
Mack?
I don't think so.
What? Start over.
Monica, Zach, Antoine.
Thank
Terrell.
You.
Terrell. Wow. Maybe it was Antoine. Mac and cheese is the thing he might vote for in the comfort food bracket.
Mm. You that say that.
It I see. That's what it was. That's where right. You were going with that.
It's Freddie Mac's cousin, Antoine Mac.
No.
No?
That's right.
No
not
relation.
A thing.
None.
Bang in the house. We're going to debut the new secret sound. $5,000 could be yours. Now you're just going to hear it. And we start the game on Thursday morning, 7 a.m. This gives you days to start paying attention to everything in your life.
Yep.
What's that noise? Wait a minute. What was that?
Because it could be $5,000 in your pocket.
Uh-huh. Or your purse.
In your purse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or your Venmo account. However you want to do it. In the new day and age, it's good to go. Also, in the trending, yet another reason why I don't want to be on a cruise ship.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
So scary.
And what do you do? This has actually happened to a lot of us. Where you have received, maybe you buy something online and you end up getting more than what you paid for. Well, now you can go to jail for that.
Oh, no.
I saw it as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the gift of prison, I guess, is what it is. So we'll explain that whole thing that's coming up in the trending. In the meantime, do you have a random bucket list item?
I do have one, and we've talked about it several times. I actually had a couple opportunities to fulfill that, you know, knock it off the list. Driving a tractor trailer, but I just have to make it happen.
And why do you keep bringing that one up? Because then people offer you, they say, here, you can come drive the tractor trailer, and then you blow them off. So,
well, I do the typical, I'm like, okay, well, because I look at my schedule and we try to work it out. And I'm like, oh, I got to go all the way where? What day?
Yeah, see, stop throwing it out there, though, because you
but
thought
I gotta
out
make
there.
It happen.
Now some guy is going to say, you can drive my tractor trailer.
Yeah, but it's on my bucket list. I really do. I think I can handle a truck.
I don't believe so.
Optimus Prime. I want to drive a
you want to drive a transformer.
She does.
It went from a truck to an alien robot.
Right. And Antoine, I do believe what she's saying is she wants to drive Optimus Prime and then ride.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Yes, that's what it is. You and your bucket list item. I think I want to forage.
Forage?
Forage.
Yes. I want to try foraging. Do you even know what that is?
Explain.
I don't.
I want you to try to explain first. You tell me.
You
want to
go through the wilderness and forage for what?
Like, you can't use the word in a definition, Monica.
I want to use it for everything, but what is it? Go ahead. Explain.
I wanted you to guess. I believe you're going to forage.
Well, I don't
guess.
Care to explain.
Antoine,
I don't know.
Do you have a guess?
I think it has something to do with the woods wilderness. Like,
yes.
Okay, so what is it?
So you go out into nature. It doesn't even have to be like the woods and wilderness. It's just kind of out and about.
Is that what's on the...
And they show you the various like plants and herbs and stuff that you can pick
and
cook with or eat.
That's what you want to do? That's on your bucket list?
I don't know. I think I'm... Why you gotta block my bucket
list? That's
pretty
damn lame.
That's pretty lame.
You wanna pick herbs.
Look at Zach Jackson. He's picking weeds and eating them.
He's eating
his own lawn. What a cute old man.
That's on the bucket list. You can do that any day.
Well, I just thought it would be cool, but you can't just do it. You have to have someone who knows what they're doing. I don't wanna get poisoned.
I think you can find someone. Really, today, probably.
Well, there's other cities I've seen. I've seen class. They'll do like a class. They'll do a foraging class. A little group. You go out on a little tour, and he says, look, this is a chickweed or something, and you can pick it, and you can put it in your salad. I don't know.
Monica is not impressed.
Monica is not invited to the meal. I can tell you that much. You are not invited.
No doubt the meal will be delicious.
Like, you'll know.
She goes, it's a bucket list meal.
She goes, I don't want your backyard salad.
Oh, no. Antoine, you can have my backyard salad. That's fine.
My random bucket list is, like, all that stuff is, like, my stuff is dangerous. Like, I want to drive down a highway and drive onto, you know, the big tractor trailers, the big vehicles that carry new cars.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So there's like a ramp in the back.
Uh-huh.
I want to drive onto that.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I
want to drive onto that. Every time I see it on the highway.
You want to drive up onto it.
I have to talk myself out of it every
the
single time.
The temptation is there.
Especially when I had a Mustang. I was going to shoot right up there.
I thought you were going to say, especially when I had a mustache. It just, you know. Because a mustache makes you do very daring things.
Felt like Burt Reynolds.
Uh-huh. It's like, well, I was just combing my mustache and I thought, boy, I need to do something wild. So that's one. I mean, you can never fulfill that bucket list item.
I feel like I can.
Can you?
I feel like if I get to like a stunt studio, it doesn't have to be on a, I just need to drive up. It could be in a parking lot.
I'll tell you how you'll be able to achieve that one. It's just ride with Monica when some idiot actually lets her drive a tractor trailer
because
she's going to go flying out of control into some other truck and
go flying
up in the air.
And then that's your opportunity just to drive up.
Yeah. It's a team bucket list.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm over here. I'm sharing mine. Monica's just making fun of me.
Whatever, dork.
Really, thanks a lot. Nobody asked you.
Everyone hates
what?
You.
Yeah.
The meal's going to be good.
You ain't invited. You have been uninvited to the meal.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is not the secret sound, but can you guess what this is?
Get that on video.
Yeah, the answer is that's your cruise ship getting tossed around in the waves.
So scary, that video.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Passengers had to be airlifted off this disabled cruise ship near Norway.
Mm-hmm. It was like 1,300 people on the cruise ship.
1,300 passengers.
Yeah.
Yep. And
they could only get like 15 off at a time.
Yeah, because they do, it's a helicopter, and I think you got to sit in one of those baskets like you're on Deadliest Catch, all that stuff.
Ugh. Terrifying.
I'm just not a cruise person.
It's like the Titanic all over again.
I know. And that's they were kind of referring to it that way, that it felt like the Titanic. So what happened was the cruise ship, the engine stopped working.
Yep.
So now they're kind of just sitting there
in the
water. And they're at the mercy of the waves. And there were really bad waves. And there was winds. So the whole cruise ship's getting tossed around.
Yeah. Oh.
And they said
stuff flying everywhere.
Yeah, stuff flying, stuff breaking, people getting tossed around. So they ended up getting a bunch of people off, and then the ship regained its engine, and
I want to go home after that.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to be on this boat.
You don't want to go to the destination when you get airlifted. You don't want to go where you already paid to go.
I feel like I want to go home to my own
bed.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I think if I would want to go, like if it's going to Norway or wherever it's going, I would want. Like, I need to finish. I paid for this.
I guess
you're getting the money back,
and then and then here's the downfall of all of it. I guess you get your money back and say, hey, you can come. You can do another cruise for free.
Get a voucher.
Number two.
Ass. Today is one of those big Apple news press release days. So they do those events and they make all the announcements. It's at 1 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they announcing this one? This one they don't think is going to do anything with, like, there's no new iPhone or there's no new iPad or anything like that. This one is going to be all about TV and their Apple News subscription. So they think Apple is going to announce this new streaming video service. So again, everybody wants to be everything.
Yep.
So this is going to be like their Netflix because they have put a bunch of money into content and shows. They've been paying out, Reese Witherspoon's got something coming out with some other big star. And they think what's going to happen is you'll subscribe to Apple, but then you'll also get content from something maybe like HBO or Starz or HBO and Starz.
It's a way for us just to like spend more money.
Exactly.
Apple's trying to take over the world.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also what's happening is everyone decided I'm going to cut the cord because I don't want to pay for cable or satellite anymore. And this is going to be way cheaper. And now all of these services are getting chopped up into a way where it's going to end up being the same price.
Pretty much.
Because you have to pay for all of the different services to get
all of the different stuff because they're all going to be different. Next thing you know, it's going to be $100 a month again. And we're going to think, we have to replug in the cord.
Yep.
That's what's going to have to happen. The other thing, they think they're going to finally announce this subscription based news thing. They're calling it the Netflix of news. So you would pay $10 a month, but then you would get access to all of these different newspapers and magazines and, okay. and stuff that you would normally have to pay individually for.
Yeah, so if you're a newsy person,
right.
you really want all the details, all the sadness.
A newsy person, not to be confused with a nosy person. I see what you did there.
Correct. You want to be newsy.
You want to be
yeah.
newsy.
Yeah, if the regular free news doesn't make you angry enough, you yeah. need more.
And you can pay for it.
That's right.
Pay
you can pay for
news.
It and get angrier.
Yep.
It's like when I play golf. Ooh. I can pay a bunch of money just to get mad. So that's good.
Number one.
So that's at one. Number one. See, this is it's a tough one because it's sort of a what would you do situation. Because this guy got arrested for this. So he ordered a 74-inch TV online.
Okay.
All right.
Exciting.
So, yeah. Probably from March Madness, you know,
yes,
wanted to watch basketball obviously. On the big screen. And he got a 74-inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And an 86-inch TV also showed up at his house.
Oh, so he's yeah. like, two for one.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And he said, this TV is for me. I'm putting the bigger one up on the wall. Thank you so much. He got arrested.
Dang.
Police showed up at his house with a warrant, confiscated the TV, charged him with larceny
what?
And misleading a police officer for this whole situation. So, all right, here's him. Talking about, because they asked him about, well, why did you think about returning it?
Did you ever think that, hey, they made a mistake, I should return this?
I did, and I looked into all the laws and everything that happened. I said, you know, it's a scratch ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Amazon said I had nothing to worry about. I made no wrong decisions at that point.
That's something else, because you think he'd go to jail for that? Remember when I received that door? Not the desk,
the
I mean?
The desk. Monica
yes.
got a, so Antoine, Monica comes home one day.
It was the size of a door.
There's a desk. Just sitting on her front
yes.
porch.
Okay.
A desk.
Okay.
Like, I did not order
I didn't order
this
a desk.
Oh, you didn't order anything?
No.
It just randomly showed. Oh.
This big, like a government size, like a big office desk.
And
on
she
my
was
front
trying,
porch.
She couldn't get rid of that thing. She, I remember
I
you
called.
Contacted, they said, oh, we have no record of this. She said, I don't care, just come get this desk. I don't
we
want
order
it.
A desk.
And you know what happened next? Another desk showed up at her
yes.
house.
Yes. So I had two desks. On my front porch, I'm like, I called them. I called the company. I said, look, I didn't order a desk. They laughed at me.
Yep.
As I'm trying to tell them, look, I have a desk on my porch, and I have another desk that just arrived. What is going on? I didn't order it. And he's like, well, you can just, you know, just keep that desk, push it to the side. I'm like, yeah. This is not funny. I don't know who's doing this. Somebody ordered a desk.
Don't you block your blessings. Those desks were blessings.
That's right. You were supposed to set up your own schoolhouse. I told you
I
that.
Because
then
I
you get
know.
A third desk showed up,
yes,
too.
Third
desk. Three desks.
Yep. You were starting a little,
I'm
yep,
like,
a little school.
So this dude, so here's the wrinkle, though.
The dropship company tells me they tried to contact you 5 times and that you were never cooperative with them.
I have my phone ringing all day long. I run a business. I get calls from Google, website people. I have no reason to answer all these calls. If it's not important, I just hang up.
If it's not important, I just hang up. So the shipping company was saying, hey, we want the TV back.
So did contact
yeah,
him.
And he's going, no speak English and
yeah,
hanging up the phone.
That's where our situations differ.
Exactly.
I tried.
I'm confused on why he name dropped that Google calls him. That was
very important.
That was not relevant
because he runs a business.
Anything that they have.
So yeah, so you better watch out. Next time a little something extra shows up, if they call you and they want it back, you got to give it back. Otherwise, if you want to start Monica's International House of Desks, you can do that too. That's totally fine.
Strong Mom shout out.
Now we honor the strong mamas of the listening audience. You want to honor your mom or a mom you know or yourself or whatever. K92radio.com. Let us know a little about mama. And you could win a little prize. Today's prize, Les Chevaux.
Les Chevaux.
A little spa treatment in the house. Monica Brooks, take it away.
Let's shout out Jackie Moore in Covington from her daughter, Larissa.
Hello, Jackie.
Larissa says, my mom is the absolute best mom. She has always put her needs and wants aside to provide for my sister and I. Life has thrown my mom a lot of curveballs. Losing her own mom to cancer, and just a few years ago, she had a life-changing surgery. And throughout it all, she made sure that my sister and I were okay. I want her to know that she is appreciated and loved so much. She is the strongest woman I know, and I hope to be half the woman she is.
There you go.
That's Jackie Moore in Covington.
You know, I always feel, though, you would be insulted by that in the long run if your mother said, you know what? You are half the woman that I was. But she said
she'd
be happy.
She'd be
happy. Man, I hope to be half the woman she is. I'm like, you know what? You really are half the woman that I am.
Love you, Mom.
Thank you. No, but shout out to you, Jackie. Let's shout out Hilda Shepherd in Lewisburg.
Hilda.
That is from her daughter, Amanda. So Hilda is a mom of five. Ooh. And has done it all while fighting through lupus and fibromyalgia. But she is tough. She is also a cancer survivor, so you do not mess with Hilda.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Hilda's husband's currently away dealing with his own health issues, but Hilda is still taking care of business, and Amanda says, I love you, Mom, more than words can describe, though I do think those words did a pretty good job of describing the whole situation. Yes. So shout out to you, Hilda. Woo! Antoine!
Shout out to Chastity Harris in Bedford.
Hey,
from
Chastity!
From Douglas Blake. Chastity is a single mom who works two jobs. Her big heart makes her put everyone's needs before her own. She takes time out of her day to help sick members of her family while also making sure that her son stays on an AB honor roll.
There you go. Shout out to you, Chastity. Now we get to our grand prize winner for the week. Again, you can nominate a strong mom in your life at K92Radio.com. Maybe win her a little something-something next week. Spa treatment from Les Chaveaux goes to Bobby Hawks in Draper.
Bobby!
What's up, Bobby? So this is from her daughter, Nicole. Here's what Nicole says. She says, my mom is my best friend and my hero. She has always put her family first, as well as her extended family. Now, that extended family that she talks about are the people Bobby has touched when she was a cafeteria worker for over 30 years. Mm. And to this day, even though she's retired, she still has kids who know her and recognize her when they see her. In 2017, Bobby unfortunately had a fall that took extensive surgery to repair, but she has pushed herself for the past year and a half to get back to doing what she loves, baking.
Ooh.
Bobby's baking house.
I like that.
Yep. Nicole says, I am so incredibly proud of the strength she has shown during the hardest months. I just want everyone to know how much she is loved and appreciated. Bobby's house is, I wonder if it's breads or pies.
Breads.
You think it's breads?
Yeah. Bobby's breads.
It's cookies. Maybe it's Bobby's biscuits.
Mm.
Bobby's cookies.
Cookies.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we have follow-up questions. But we also want to salute you. Strong Mom of the Week, Bobby Hawks. Les Chaveaux Spa treatment for you. You have earned it going through all of that situation. You just want to sit back, relax, and be pampered. K92Radio.com to nominate a strong mom in your life. And we'll do it again next week.
What the? Florida?
Yep. Florida.
Florida's stuff is always happening in Florida.
It is. And now it's become a thing that's all viral. So you search Florida man, you search your birthday.
Yeah.
Of course, also had a buzzkill article saying you shouldn't do this challenge.
Why?
Because when you post the story on your social media, it lets hackers know when your birthday is. Like, hackers already know when your birthday is. It's already in your Facebook profile.
Exactly.
Someone's always listening and gathering your information.
Yeah, exactly. And they sit here and say, well, they're going to find out what your birthday is. Or they could scroll through your news feed for the day 7,000 people said happy birthday on it.
They didn't go to Facebook. Facebook birthdays. There you go.
Exactly. Anyway, we all did it. I should provide a warning right up front as far as Monica's goes.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
So run and hide in the other direction if you're super sensitive or whatever. Let's start. Antoine, bring your own Florida man. What do you have?
All right. So today I brought with me Cameron Cox, a 24-year-old that challenged police on Facebook to catch him if they could.
Oh, okay. Come and get me.
Yes, he was wanted on a number of charges when he decided to taunt the police in Tampa, Florida on Facebook.
And?
Police did just that, later responded to his insults on Facebook posts of their own. He was arrested on charges of burglary, grand theft, dealing in stolen property, and defrauding a pawnbroker. Mm-hmm. They found him. They won.
Yeah.
Boy, it's, you know, when you defraud a pawnbroker, I mean, that's the lowest of the low. Come on. Yep, and get me. Okay, we will.
Yeah.
See, that would be something I say, don't share that on Facebook.
Please don't. What are you doing?
Because they're
going
to find you. All right, McFilthy and McNasty, what's your thing over there?
I was trying to find a different story. I really was. I'm like, it popped up. Quite literally, it popped up. All right, so a Tallahassee man is being accused of putting...
It'll be used to pump in mud and cement to
seal
the well...
in a co-worker's water. And he blamed it on his exhausting work schedule.
Oh, okay. He was really tired.
He was so exhausted, and he was just needed to calm down and, you know, de-stress.
Okay. Oh, and he couldn't leave his desk.
And the woman and her supervisor, they reviewed security footage, and they did see that the man had tampered with her mug.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So he put that in her water.
He did. And it really just seems fitting that that is Monica Brooks's birthday story about Florida.
He didn't want to make a mess.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll get to mine, and I've decided to go with a Florida woman because I feel like, ladies, you're getting short shrift on all of this. It's all about Florida men and all the crazy Florida women.
What
are
the ladies doing?
Hey, what about us? Well, police found drugs in this woman's purse, and she says, cocaine, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Says, officer, that is not mine. That is simply the wind. And so it must have been the wind. The wind.
I think I remember the story. Like the wind blew it into her purse.
Yep, that's what she said.
It carried coke into her purse.
Uh-huh. The wind must have blown this cocaine into my purse.
Her purse was open and she was driving with the windows down.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And you never know when cocaine could just land in your purse.
We got to watch out for that.
Yes. Yeah. This seems like a cautionary tale.
She tried
exactly.
Because it was so nice yesterday.
I know.
People were probably driving with their windows down.
Didn't know.
Everyone, you guys should check your purse today just to make sure there's not cocaine that flew in.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be Freddie Mac calling to check his facts. Freddie Mac's Fact Checker from the Senseless Bureau.
Good morning, Dr. Watt's office.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. It's Freddie Jackson. I'm calling from the U.S. Senseless Bureau, and we're doing just a quick 30-second fact-checking survey of citizens of the United States. Do you think there should be more regulations for bags of potato chips and push-up bras? Because when you open either of them, they're half empty.
I don't think the government should worry about potato chips in a bag.
Well, would you watch a TV show about a guy who goes around marrying people who work in Italian restaurants? It would be called Justice of the Pizza.
Probably not.
No? Okay. And who's your favorite street magician?
I don't know any street magicians.
Okay. Make note of that here. And do you think slutty zebras wear zebra print underwear?
Maybe they don't wear any underwear.
Okay. And how many times a day is it appropriate to have your...
This has three or four questions. Like, we're at six or seven now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. And, well, let's just wrap up with this one. Do you know how the old saying goes?
I'm trying to think. Don't put off today what you can do tomorrow.
That's the one. That's it
right
there.
We're done. We're done.
Oh, well, just one final question. If two blind people are dating, are they still seeing each other?
I gotta go. At work. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up too much of your time. On a scale of 1 to 37, how tired do you think Billy Ray Cyrus is of achy, breaky heart?
Who knows? I don't know.
What's your favorite flavor of...
No, I'm done. I'm done.
What's your favorite flavor of Meow Mix?
Carrot, bell pepper, and celery.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty delicious.
And this is my last question, and I'm hanging up right now.
You got it. Have you ever saved a horse and ridden a cowboy?
Okay, I'm done.
He's checking his facts for the government. Freddie Mac's Fact Checker from the Senseless Bureau.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Lady Gaga, she's a single lady. And they say that now, after she's broken off her engagement, her two-year long engagement,
yep,
to Christian Carino.
Yeah, and there was lots of speculation that it's Bradley Cooper.
That's what they said. That's what we've been talking about. But they said that she's actually hanging out with Jeremy Renner from Avengers.
Okay.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Yeah,
Hawkeye.
She's been hanging out with him a lot, even bonding with his daughter. Yeah, because he has a six-year-old named Ava.
Okay.
And she's been hanging around getting to know the daughter. So what does that say?
That's a good one, though, Monica, because he copied you with the baby name Ava.
That's it.
Because your kid's older.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike how you copied Kevin Hart and named your son Hendrix.
I did not. I was not copying a little Kevin Hart.
Oh, you throw that in there? You mean taller than you, Kevin Hart? What does that make you if he's little Kevin Hart?
He's a mini. Mini Kevin Hart. So, I'm little.
Well, oh, you're
okay.
Little.
Yes. Monica.
That's
so
what it
Mini
is.
Monica, the Kevin Hart copycat wannabe.
Oh.
His kid's name is Hendrix, and his kid is older. So if Jeremy Renner copied you, then you copied Kevin Hart.
No. Moving
really,
on.
All of Monica's life revolves around Kevin Hart. You're obsessed with that man.
I love Kevin Hart that much. Yep. I got to meet him again. Got to talk to him. So you can call the police.
And he is
have her arrested.
What else you got?
Wendy Williams, we've been talking about Wendy as well, mm-hmm, and the drama going on because she's living in a sober house.
Yes.
Where is her husband, Kevin Hunter?
Because there have been a lot of rumors that he does not treat her well.
And he has a mistress that he's been talking to for 10 years that he's moved 9 miles away from their house.
Okay.
Yes, because Wendy pays all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also breaking news that the mistress gave birth to a baby girl on Wednesday.
Okay.
How about that?
Uh-oh.
Which was right around the time that we had this whole sober house story going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're in Florida right now.
Okay.
And they said he's going by a different name. He's under a different name at the hospital. And he won't write his name in on the birth certificate.
So you're saying Wendy Williams' husband has a fake identity.
Yep. He's in a hospital currently.
And he's
with his mistress.
He's at the hospital with the mistress who's having the baby, who had the baby.
Yep, had their baby girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Don't you need to show ID in a hospital, though?
It can be a fake ID.
Right, but you can't just say, hello, my name is Lloyd.
I'm a visitor. He can say he's just visiting.
But not when it comes to babies. When you gotta
know.
Go, you gotta have the little wristband with your name on it and everything, because they don't want people stealing babies and things like that. So you can't just say, I'm Neil, you know, just throw that out there.
I had visitors, and they didn't have a little bracelet or anything. You could just say, I'm just here just to hang out.
She's like, my family came. We stole 6 or 7 babies.
Oh, no, no, no.
Nobody asked any questions.
And that's
whatsoever.
How Monica ended up here.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
She took a job. She's moving. She hasn't told her boyfriend yet.
Mm-mm.
There's an update, and we have that next. Now you must pick out the liar to win the prize. One more time. Is it me? I, Zach, ended up watching March Madness, even though I said I wouldn't.
I, Monica, wore my 11-year-old shirt.
I, Antoine, wasted an hour on YouTube.
Let's say good morning to Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Your button was wrong. There. Let's try it again. Hi, Jessica.
Hello, okay. How are you this morning?
Good, not your fault, it was mine. The button was incorrect. Go ahead and tell me, who is the liar, Jessica?
Zach.
You think it's me, Zach? You would be correct. Yep, I am the liar. 0 seconds.
Good job.
Zero seconds of basketball, March Madness, none.
Wouldn't do it.
I just don't understand how that's possible.
I know.
On this weekend.
No,
it's
desire.
Everywhere.
Don't care.
There were literally 48 games played.
Are you for real? 48 games?
From Thursday to last night,
mm-hmm.
there were 48 basketball
God.
Games
uh-huh.
played. Each game, 40 minutes.
Sure. But really, they're only on about 2 or 3 channels, so I just don't need to watch those 2 or 3 channels, and I'm all set.
All the squeaking of shoes?
Yep. There was no shoe squeaking in my house.
I know Jared was upset because he was watching basketball, and I'm like, oh, the shoe squeaking. He said, why did you say that? Because now I hear it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's all you hear. Monica hates basketball being on TV specifically because she hates the sound of the squeaky shoes.
Yeah.
Other people love that sound.
It's like a DJ, but his equipment is broken.
Squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah, over and over and over again. All right, Jessica, hang on. We got the prize for you. It's the, what's it going on there?
The spring home show at the Salem Civic Center going on this weekend. They have 75-plus vendors. Frank Beamer is going to be there. You can get your tickets and details at rrhba.com.
Okay. Monica Brooks. Wearer of an 11-year-old shirt to go out clubbing?
I went out Saturday night with some friends, and I had on Ava's sweater. I know, but it worked. And Ava, she did wear my shirt to school Friday.
I'm going to show you. Don't you dare wear my shirt.
Does Ava get upset when you're wearing her clothes?
She does.
Well, yes, because mommy has a grown-up lady body. And
so it may on occasion stretch out her shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, but I wore her sweater Saturday night. I was like, this is Ava's. She's reached an age where we are getting our clothing confused. Like, we're switching out our clothing.
Oh, no, I don't think there's any confusion. I think you're trying to make there be a confusion of some. Oh, sorry. You know, because mommy's so hip and cool, and I'm the size of an 11-year-old.
Like, she went through, she took a pair of my yoga pants, and she had them on. I'm like, those are my pants. And Jared was like, how are those your pants? I was like, don't throw shade, buddy.
I dress hoochie, and don't you ask any questions.
I think it's okay for the daughter to dress like the mom.
Sure, sure, sure.
When the mom is wearing the daughter's clothes.
Right.
That's when we have to have a question.
Because
we got to talk about that.
It looks like a sweater on an 11-year-old, and on Monica, it looks like a piece of tape. Just a well-placed
fabric. I did.
Don't get me wrong. Not complaining. I'm just saying. And now she can never wear that sweater again.
It's my sweater now.
Oh, yeah. It is your sweater. Antoine, I need to know, because it's no surprise that someone wastes hours and hours and hours on YouTube. What is it that you waste time on YouTube with? What is it that you watch that wastes all your time?
Easter egg videos for movies. So okay. Like the hidden secrets. Easter egg in movies means like there are secrets that the directors, producers put in there for
that
people
nobody
to find.
Knows unless you watch a YouTube video. Uh-huh. It's one of those.
And then I watch it and I will get down that rabbit hole. And next thing you know, I've watched 12 movies.
Wow.
Of Easter eggs. Easter eggs about 12 movies.
It's always impressive when you hear things about that because everybody does things like that. And yet at the same time, I go, oh, God, I'm just so busy. I don't have time to do anything at work. But I watched 4 hours of Easter egg videos in the last 2 days.
That is I.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
So last week, we meet not Carol. We find out she's moving. She's got a great job in another city. Problem is, she got a boyfriend here, and she hasn't really told him yet.
How much time do you have before you move from right now, from today?
From today?
Tomorrow.
She goes, actually, she's in the car right now. On the way. If he comes over and sees boxes...
That'd be sad.
Like, you have to let him know. Yeah.
Sad. Yeah, I've been trying to keep the suitcases packed in a closet.
Oh, no.
Okay. So we welcome her back now for an update. Not Carol. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are things with you?
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, it's been days and days since we last talked to you. And,
days and days and days.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we just kind of refreshed everybody on your saga and what's going down. So you say lots has happened. So what has happened?
So you guys had some interesting things to say, like about, you know, you and your wife being married, I think, 9 years now. And yeah, and it kind of stuck with me. And so when I did talk to the guy that I was dating, I did go in with an open mind, and I did say, I was nice about it, but I said, you know, I got this opportunity, I'm going to go. And I was surprised. He just kind of was like, I think that there's something special here, and I don't think that we should just let it go that easily.
Really?
Huh. Ooh.
He did the, okay. I mean, this is like straight out of The Notebook or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know, and he wasn't, like, too over the top with it, but he's like, I feel like it would just be silly to just walk away and just not know. He's like, maybe there's nothing, maybe it won't go anywhere, but he's like, I don't feel this way often. The fact that I feel something, that it might be worth trying.
Huh. And, even after a month, he felt that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, I do think he's a great guy, and I do care about him, so... I kind of laid it out, like I said to you guys, as long as it's not on me and I'm not a jerk, if it doesn't work out and if he wants to come there and try it and, you know, find his place, you know.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to go that way.
I would not have put my money on that outcome.
I know.
No. But, I mean, that's cool, I think. Because you never know. And I guess he at least sounds like he's saying all the right realistic things.
And
if he didn't mean them, there's no reason to say them.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It that was an easy out. You know, we both could have parted ways and it could have been amicable, but it was, you know what? Why not? And that's kind of what I thought of after I talked to him. It's like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And, you know, and so maybe just take a shot.
And I felt like didn't work out, you'd be in the same place of not being with this guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you still have that opportunity.
So how do you feel when he says this to you? Do you feel good? Is there a level of pressure there? I mean, what's going through your mind?
No, you know, I said what I had to say for me. I know I'm doing the right thing by him. I'm not setting something up for somebody that's, you know, putting him in a bad position. It's his choice. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm trying to, although I care and it would be sad and I would feel bad for him, I'm trying not to go there because I'll take care of myself and he could take care of himself.
I love it. I think this could be a great story.
I know.
That comes out of a ridiculous segment on the radio. Please.
Well, we're rooting for you.
And you know what? I joke about it, but at the same time, you think about it, if having that conversation and saying what I said and sharing what I said changes an entire life and changes it for the better, that's pretty freaking awesome right there.
He's like, I take that credit for your relationship.
That's right. And, you know, I'm not going to be so bold as to say your firstborn child has to be named Zach, but middle name you could at least consider.
Flip it in
there. We'll talk if we get there.
Definitely keep us posted. I mean, I know you're leaving the area, but you can never fully leave us because you can always stream online. You can always hit us up on the podcast, and you're leaving behind an audience that wants to know more.
They do.
They want to know your business.
I'm going to miss you guys, but I'll be back to visit, and definitely... I will still be in touch with you guys via those other ways.
I told you, you don't have to miss us. We'll still be there every morning. Uh-huh. Buy a stinking Amazon speaker, and it'll show up right on there. So.
You're not leaving us. We are coming with you, actually.
I tell you what, we're going to move, too.
Yeah.
That's right. You give us your address. We're going to move in downstairs. You can't get rid of us.
Carol, I get your angle.
That's right. Really appreciate you sharing everything with us, and best of luck with everything. Keep us posted.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it, guys.
Weird things happen when you're drunk.
Getting drunk.
This day in drunk people.
It happens.
Yep.
The weekend. Seems fitting on a Monday morning. And
I imagine a lot of things happen over St. Patty's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. These might even be some carryover. So it's a little segment we do from time to time when I've collected enough stories about drunk people doing stupid things.
Okay.
On this day in drunk people.
All right.
Let's start with a woman. This is sort of a guessing game, okay? Because she was pulled over for speeding.
Oh.
All right.
And she had an excuse as to why she was driving so fast. So she didn't say, I'm not speeding. She said, I'm speeding, officer.
But for a good reason.
But you don't understand. I need to speed for this reason. And I will say this. I at least sort of understand her.
Oh.
So why was she speeding, Monica?
She had to pee.
She had to pee. That is incorrect. No.
No.
Her food was getting cold.
That is correct, actually. Okay. Yes. That's what it is.
Are you
there
serious?
Yeah.
I was going to say in labor.
Mm-hmm. Nope. She said she was driving because of the cheeseburger.
Yeah, it was going to get cold on her.
Exactly. And I do understand. For example, when I order Taco Bell, I know there is a very limited window of opportunity where my food is still at an optimum temperature. And certain foods you can reheat. Taco Bell is not one of them. Cheeseburgers is another one because there are various temperature components that make up your cheeseburger.
She's trying to hurry up and get home.
Uh-huh. Because I can't have no hot tomato.
But one thing you could do, you could have your seat warmer already going, so you can set your food on your seat warmer.
I've done that with pizzas and stuff before.
You put it on the seat warmer?
Yeah. Like I put it in the seat where it'd be anyway, warm. But I turn the seat warmer on.
Okay.
Have it going.
Make sure.
My dad, and this is 30 years later. He still has this. I had a friend that used to be a pizza delivery guy, and my dad got him to steal one of those things, the containers that they carry the pizzas in, the keep warm things. Mm-hmm. He still uses it to this day. He puts his food in that thing.
Well, he has it.
Yep, he does.
Does he walk in with his bag? Because he could probably just walk into any pizza establishment and be like, I'm here to pick up those two pizzas.
Well, he's a 70-year-old guy who's dressed like a lawyer, so that's wrong. That's not going to work. Okay, that's number one. This person, drunk driving, they had an excuse as well. What did they said it wasn't me. It was...
my twin.
Not a twin, but another person. Who did he claim to be?
Oh,
Claim to be God.
Deadpool. No. Deadpool, actually.
Was Deadpool?
Yep. Said it's not me. It's Deadpool who was driving
that
car.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he wrecked his car. 45-year-old idiot. Twice the legal limit. This is the seventh time he's been caught drunk driving. Okay, no more car.
Yeah, exactly. Take everything away.
No more car for you. And when the cops arrested him, he said he was drunk, but he said, I was not the one driving. The real driver was Deadpool. He's the one.
Yeah.
Go arrest him.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. One more. This woman, again, this is on this day in drunk people, so they're all drunk.
Okay.
She calls the cops, wants to let them know that her husband has been murdered.
Oh, no. Oh.
I know. Police rush to the scene. When they arrive, she says, no, he's not murdered, but there's a car that's blocking my driveway, and I need you to
tell
get
him
rid
to move.
Of
it. Tell him to move.
Yep. Yeah. She just wanted the police to show up faster.
Oh.
So she said, my husband has been murdered.
Wow.
And when they got there, she said, I want you to tow this car. Get it out of here.
Gosh. And the husband's just like, dang.
I know.
You had to call and say, I've been murdered?
Man, why you gotta kill me every time I need a car move? Jeez.
He answered the door.
Uh-huh.
And this concludes On This Day in Drunk People.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.